Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Rob Levin is our guest. He's the publisher and the founder of the New York Enterprise Report. Rob, you got big doings coming up on the 21st of September, don't you? Tell us about it.
It's now the sixth annual Small Business Awards.
Yeah.
It probably is the biggest networking event of the small and mid-sized business community in the New York tri-state area. It's a fantastic event. It's still a lot of hard work, but it's kind of on autopilot at this point. It sells out every year. It's fantastic.
Well, I've been there, folks, and it's very exciting. And they can tell us how they can find out more about it, Rob.
Well, hold on, Jim. You weren't just there. You actually received one of our Advocate of the Year awards.
I appreciate that too.
Which is a very special award to us.
I am pleased about that. But go ahead, tell us how we can find it.
nyreport.com/awards. And Jim, remember that the top of that award is really sharp. Do not drop it on.
I know. I'm looking at it right here. It's in my studio. Hey, Rob. And again, thank you for your leadership in that area. And speaking of leadership, or maybe we should say lack of leadership, Washington, in my opinion, has spent trillions of dollars. That's not just an opinion. That's a fact. Spent trillions of dollars in the last 3 or 4 years bailing out Wall Street, bailing out major corporations, trying to create shovel-ready jobs, which haven't happened, blah, blah, blah. And have done virtually nothing for small business. And for all the money and all the effort they put into these other things, they've gotten almost nothing. If they had taken half that effort just to get out of the way of small business owners, I believe the economy would already be turned around. What do you think?
I agree, because, of course, as you said, you know, small businesses are driving the economy. Most of us, even if we want to do business overseas, aren't. So small businesses are the key. And you know, my problem here is if they were working for any other organizations, these politicians would be out of a job.
That's right.
One of the things, and I recently wrote about this in the Huffington Post. One of the things that when I sit down with my employees, when we do our reviews, not only once a year but throughout the year, I give them feedback on their degree of owner's mentality. To what degree do they operate in their job as if they were an owner? And that's a very important thing to me. And if you look at Washington right now, Congress, Senate, White House, we're not talking about people who have an owner's mentality. People are clearly looking out for themselves. A great example of this is what happened with the debt situation, about a month ago. Now, there were better deals on the table, and this applies to both sides of the aisle, by the way. There were better deals on the table that probably would have avoided the S&P write-down, and this crash in consumer confidence that they didn't go because of political purposes. Whether it was the best deal or not, you know, they were clearly fighting for what they can go back and say to their own constituents.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is absolutely disgusting. These are the same people that, while they're campaigning, talk about how important small business is. So, you know, on the long term, they're killing us because they're not dealing with this debt crisis, which is not a $14 trillion issue. If you really look at it, it's probably closer to $100 trillion
that's exactly
or more
right.
when
that's
you
exactly
when you
right.
factor in future liabilities. These are things that are absolutely crushing. It's going to get harder to deal with down the road. But then, you know, a simple little thing like fixing this debt deal, which they could have done very easily, is affecting us in the short term as well. And these guys have to grow up, and they have to say, you know what? Maybe it does affect my chances to be reelected, but I'm going to go out and do the right thing. They all know what the right thing is. They're just not doing it.
Well, what we've got to do, Rob, this is what I've been saying for a long time, is Main Street, including small businesses, have got to remind these guys that the government is supposed to work for the people, not for the politicians. And so, as you said earlier, and you were correct, Washington has become self-serving for the political class, not serving the people. And we've got to realize this. We've got to turn people out, Rob. Republican, Democrat, independent, I don't care who they are. We've got to turn these people out and put people in Washington, send people to Washington, or the state houses, whatever, the locals, you know, the state houses, we got to send people there who actually believe that government is there to serve the people, not to serve the politicians. And it's going to take some time, but we've got to do that, Rob. We've got to take control of this, and it's going to have to happen from Main Street.
Yeah, I just hope that business owners having, you know, one vote, let's say, each, versus, you know, things like organizations like organized labor and things like that can actually make a big impact.
But you know what, Rob, there are millions of us, and we have millions more employees. We can be a center of influence, not to tell them who to vote for, but to help them understand that Main Street's got to take this back. Yeah. NYReports.com is the website. Thanks, Rob, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.